Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Sometimes hypocrisy can be infuriating. Like when you see traitors who participated in the insurrection on January 6th and those who encouraged it talking about patriotism and defending the Constitution. Trying to end democracy and install Donald Trump as a dictator is not defending the Constitution. But sometimes that same hypocrisy can be hilarious. And that's what happened last weekend at CPAC, the conservative convention. First, there was that ridiculous fake gold statue of Donald Trump, which was the centerpiece of the convention. It looked absolutely bizarre. And all of those people posing for pictures around it had no idea just how silly it looked and made them look. And as the statue was brought into the convention hall, it was eerily similar to the golden calf scene in the Ten Commandments movie, an irony that never seemed to occur to the conservative Christians who were attending CPAC. Even more ironic is the fact that the object of their adoration is an alleged rapist, serial sexual predator, and pedophile. But then the speeches began, and you had all those Republicans talking about the Democrats, calling them elitist and country club Democrats. Now, really, can you even imagine Joe Biden at a country club? Or Nancy Pelosi, or Anastasia Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, while so-called man of the people Ted Cruz was vacationing in Cancun, she raised $3 million to help the people of Texas and flew down there to help distribute supplies to suffering Texans. And it's the Democrats who are pushing to get relief to Americans suffering from the pandemic and the economic meltdown it's brought upon us, without a single Republican vote. And it's the Democrats who are trying to raise the minimum wage while all of the Republicans are against it. So much for pretending to be for the people. And just about every Republican who spoke at CPAC is a member of a country club. And then they brought up Donald Trump, who owns a country club and lives at a country club. CPAC became a clown convention. The only thing missing was fright wigs and bright red noses. Thanks for listening.